One of the sponsors of the Cross Country Celebrate the Interstate Convoy is XM Satellite Radio. And with me in this interview is Roderick McKenzie, who is Vice President of Advanced Applications and Services for XM. Now, Roderick, I guess first of all, a lot of people think of satellite radio as this commercial-free, you got all these music channels, but really there's a whole lot more to satellite radio than just that. And I'm going to let you tell us, first of all, just a little bit about XM from that standpoint.
Okay. Well, yeah, as you say, I mean, a lot of it is commercial-free music, and we have 70 or so channels doing that. I think we're playing something like 20,000 songs a day. So there really is an enormous choice of music of every type. Whether you like punk music or you like country music, there's something on the dial for you. But it goes so much further beyond that. We've got a lot of news channels. We've got sports channels. We're delivering traffic and weather information in a number of formats. I mean, today we have 21 channels of traffic and weather information for the top 21 cities in the country. But we're now going beyond that into other services that we can deliver to drivers wherever they are in their cars, coast to coast. Things like real-time traffic information showing up on their navigation system and real-time weather information to give them an indication of some of the threats that they might see in their journeys.
So even for somebody who is not in their vehicle yet, of course, you can put satellite radio in your house, and I guess some of this type of information would be available to them to help make decisions before they even get in their car.
Absolutely, yeah. We see, I mean, as our business grew, initially the uptake was mostly among commuters who are spending a lot of time in their cars, and it's obviously a great environment to listen to music and news and comedy. But now as people are starting to understand the service, we find more and more people are listening at home, listening on their boats, listening in their aircraft, listening basically wherever they find themselves.
It certainly seems to make a lot of sense to have a company like yours involved with this project, because what we're going to do here is a coast-to-coast tour over the next couple weeks. And, you know, we can literally now listen to the same station, to use an old-fashioned word, in our vehicles, and many of us will on this trip.
Well, absolutely, and that's what seemed to be such a natural fit. You can listen to the same thing coast-to-coast. I mean, certainly I remember driving cross-country before satellite radio was available, and I'll never forget, in the middle of a desert somewhere, I was driving along, and I stupidly pushed the seek button on the radio, and it was seeking for a station, and half an hour later, it found one. It gave me the fright of my life. But no, satellite radio is great. You can obviously get an enormous amount of choice in places where simply there hasn't been choice before. From that point of view, it was a lot of fun. We also do an enormous part of our business is working with the car companies. So this really seemed to be a natural place for us to come.
Can you describe the kind of support you're providing here for the convoy that's just about to embark?
I mean, on a number of levels. I mean, hopefully we will help to entertain and keep awake and keep informed the people who are actually doing the drive from coast to coast. But we're also linking in with some of the navigation systems in the cars. We've worked with Garmin very closely, and they've been very generous providing some navigation systems that will help the leaders of the convoy to find the route. But also what they'll be able to see on those navigation systems is the real-time traffic information in the major cities along the route. So we're showing traffic information. We also have a device in one of the vehicles that shows the real-time weather information. It's actually an aviation device. Pilots are obviously highly dependent on the best available weather information. So we now have a very comprehensive service that shows exactly what's happening nationwide. And we thought that would be interesting for the convoy to see if they're going to be approaching rain or lightning or high winds or things like that.
Well, I will be driving one of those vehicles and looking forward to the opportunity that you're providing. And what else do you think people should know, especially if they're in the transportation business or involved in fleet management, for example? It sounds like you are now moving in some direction that you'd have some real application outside of what many people might think is just purely entertainment.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, essentially what's happening is car companies are seeing the benefit of putting a satellite radio receiver in the car. And within the next 3 years, we, and it's not just us, it's other industry observers as well, are projecting that more than half of the vehicles sold will have a satellite radio installed at the factory. And once you have that receiver in the vehicle, as well as the audio entertainment, we can provide a lot of other data over the system and essentially deliver that into the car. Everything we do is digital, so as far as the satellite is concerned, whether it's music or a data file of traffic information or even updates to software in the vehicle, it's all bits and bytes, and we can deliver that equally well over the satellite.
Well, I think that's fascinating because it certainly takes what you're doing in a whole new direction, I guess you would say. And you know, what a lot of us who are out in the new media world today and embracing that, and certainly XM is one of the first, I guess you would say, to do that. It is very very interesting. I think you've certainly mentioned this, but can you look out into the future besides just seeing this in over half of the vehicles here in just a couple of years? Anything else you might want to point out as we look ahead for XM Radio?
It's, as you look out, you know, 5-10 years, it's a pretty exciting world ahead of us. I mean, we really see that navigation has become a very important part of how people are going to live. GPS technology is getting cheaper and more prevalent. We expect cell phones, vehicles, everything will have a navigation capability. So a lot of our focus is on what information will be needed by those navigation systems. So real-time weather information, real-time traffic is obviously, you know, high on the list. But beyond that, imagine that you're driving into a big city. You know you have to go downtown. You know you want to find somewhere to park. Imagine being able to see on your navigation system which of the parking garages have available spaces, to select that as a destination and have the system take you to a vacant parking space. That is definitely in our roadmap. Imagine being able to look around within, you know, the local area and see the gas prices in all of the gas stations so that you can go and find the cheapest gas. Imagine driving to an airport to collect your wife and being able to talk to the car and say, I'm meeting Delta Flight 1234, what is the status? And have the system tell you which terminal it's arriving, that it's arriving 5 minutes ahead of schedule, and you know, just information that is relevant to you while you're on the move. All of those are within our roadmap.
What can you say to people who are involved in agricultural marketing? And by that, I mean companies that are selling products and services to farmers or to rural America about satellite radio as a mechanism they might look to, whether it's through one of the existing entertainment channel mechanisms or some of this data service that you're talking about.
Sure. Well, I mean, think of it as a whole new way of communicating with people in rural areas. I mean, only a few years ago, if you were in a rural area, you were lucky to have 5 radio stations, so your choice of listening was very, very limited. Now you have all 170. You have all of the music that somebody in New York has. You have all of the commentary from right across the country. And beyond that, we're delivering real-time weather information, real-time stock information, which could be extended to other things like commodity prices and stuff like that. I mean, today we're delivering, I think there are about 3,000 stock quotes on the 3 major exchanges. You can program our radios with the stocks that are of most interest to you, and you'll just see continuously displayed the latest value of those. So all of those things are things that we're looking at. We're very interested in the agriculture market. I think there are a lot of people spending a lot of time in, you know, these phenomenal tractors driving around. We hope we can help entertain them, and we hope we can certainly bring them some information that they may be needing as they're going about their work.
Is there anything else about XM that we didn't touch on here that you'd like people to know?
Well, I guess one of the things that perhaps the fun side of the business, I mean, it's great to be able to provide all of this information to the convoy as they go across the country. But one of the fun things we didn't mention is that people from the convoy are going to be calling in to some of our stations. So Flash Phelps on our 60s channel, he's going to, I think they're already doing it. Every day the convoy's calling in. Flash has a phenomenal knowledge of the interstate system. So he'll be talking knowledgeably about where they are and seeing how they're progressing. And we have a truckers channel as well, our open road channel, and people are going to be calling into that. And I think doing live broadcasts from the convoy over XM radio, where, you know, over 6.5 million subscribers will be able to hear what the convoy is doing. So it's a really interesting way of kind of turning things back to front and getting interesting information out to a huge number of people.
Well, I'll be talking to our convoy leadership here about some of that, because I think we might want to inject a little bit of information about some alternative fuels like ethanol or maybe even biodiesel into that conversation. We hope to have that chance. Well, thank you very much. That's Roderick McKenzie, who is Vice President for Advanced Applications and Services with XM Satellite Radio, one of the sponsors for the convoy here. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.